This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott. The U.S. auto industry is asking the Trump administration not to impose new tariffs on imported cars and trucks. The latest lobbying follows reports that the Commerce Department sent confidential recommendations about long-threatened auto tariffs to the White House late yesterday. The so-called Section 232 report details whether imported vehicles pose a national security threat to the United States, which could be used as grounds for imposing tariffs on those imports. The Commerce Department is keeping details of the report and its findings under wraps, but that hasn't stopped the auto industry from fearing the worst. Marketplace's Erica Barris reports.
The automobile industry is already facing lots of uncertainty, like lack of investment, plateaued sales, and tariffs on steel and aluminum. President Trump has threatened tariffs as high as 25% on foreign-made vehicles and parts. Charlie Chesborough, an analyst with Cox Automotive, says if that happened,
we would see vehicle sales decline significantly.
Because tariffs would add nearly $7,000 to the cost of an imported vehicle and over $2,000 to ones made in the U.S. because they use foreign parts. That's according to the National Automobile Dealers Association. Michael Moore teaches economics and international affairs at George Washington University. He says the auto industry is so integrated across borders that more tariffs could be a global disruption.
The tariffs on automobile parts coming in and then on the final product would complicate the lives of the automobile industry, whether it's a U.S.-based company, whether it's a Japanese company, or a German-based company.
And for shoppers who think they can dodge these costs by buying a used vehicle, not so fast, says Mike Ramsey, an analyst at Gartner.
It's going to put a run on used vehicle sales and drive up those prices and essentially take affordability out of the market.
Kristen Gichek with the Center for Automotive Research says a 25% tariff would lead to significant auto job losses in the U.S. And she says these tariffs, along with other policies that don't align with global priorities, such as reducing greenhouse gas emissions, may mean
then we're going to be out of step with the rest of the world. And that might mean that some of that technology development doesn't happen here. It happens elsewhere. And that could be a national security threat right there.
President Trump has 90 days to decide whether to act upon the Commerce Department recommendations. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.